B'siyata Deshmaya, we're going to learn Eruvin Daf Mem Beis. We're going to start approximately halfway down from the Amud. Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Shmuel. Hoyom Mahalech, if somebody was walking, he wants to measure out how far he's allowed to go on Shabbos, or he wants to go to the edge of his Tchum area on Shabbos, and he wants to know how far can he go. He hasn't got a way of making an exact measurement. Mahalech ve'einu yodea tchum Shabbos, if he's walking and he doesn't know how far is the 2,000 amos of tchum Shabbos, mahalech alpayim psiyos beinoinios, he can walk with 2,000 average strides, average steps, v'zeu tchum Shabbos. An average stride of a person, an average step is an amo, and since the tchum is 2,000 amos, he can rely that he can walk 2,000 steps. Continues the Gemara. Va'omar Rav Nachman Omar Shmuel. Another halacha from Rav Nachman Omar Shmuel. Shovas Babiko. If somebody, he acquired his residence, when Shabbos came in, he was, let's assume that he was there, he was in the middle of an open field. And this open field is very, very wide, it's very large, it's more than Beis Asayim, and in Hilchas Shabbos, you're not allowed to carry that. You can carry the within four amos, but you cannot carry beyond that. And he has a 2,000 amah area around him where he cannot carry there, but he can walk there. That is the basic halacha of tchum. V'hikifuhu nochrim mechitza b'Shabbos. In the middle of Shabbos, some goyim came. Yisrael is not allowed to do that. And some goyim came, and they actually made a wall around these fields. So, and Rashi explains they did this, it was Ladira, it was Mukaf Ladira, and because if it's not Mukaf Ladira, then it's too wide and you're not allowed to carry in it at all, because anything that's Mukaf Ladira, like a field, it's not a home, then if it's larger than Beis Asayim, you're not allowed to carry in it. And these fields are larger than Beis Asayim, so the only way that you would be allowed to carry in them is if they were Mukaf Ladira. The Goyim made these fences, this enclosure, with the intentions of regular residents within these walls. Then what's the halacha? Mahalech alpayim amo. He can still only walk 2,000 amos from where he started Shabbos. Because the halachas of Tchum Shabbos, it's true that if the walls would have been there before Shabbos, then the entire area is just considered as Dalet Amos, and he can walk 2,000 amos beyond the walling, the enclosure. However, when Shabbos came in, there was no wall there, and therefore we do not say that the whole area is considered Dalet Amos in the world of Tchum, in the understanding of Tchumin, and therefore 2,000 amos from where he was when Shabbos came in, that's as far as he can walk. The question is, now that there are walls here, is there any restriction in him carrying? We know the halacha is that anything that is mukaf ladira, surrounded by walls, and we've seen already previously a number of occasions, we saw on Daf Chof, that a wall that was made on Shabbos, then it's got all the halachas of an enclosure on Shabbos. So this area now has the halachas of a Roshus HaYochid regarding carrying on Shabbos, and he should be allowed to carry in the entire area. You're going to ask me, how can he carry there if he can't walk there? You can walk 2,000 amos, and you can carry something with you now that there's walls. Beyond 2,000 amos, you cannot walk. What's the point discussing if you can carry there? The answer is, you're right, I cannot go there. Am I allowed to throw something there? If you're not allowed to carry there, you're not allowed to throw something there. But if you're allowed to carry there, and just I have a restriction in the halachas of Tchumin that my feet are not allowed to carry me beyond 2,000 amos, there will be no problem with throwing something there. So Rav Nachman says, Umeteltil Bekula, is allowed to carry in the whole area, Al Yedei Zrika. By throwing, he can throw anything in within the area of this enclosure. That was the opinion of Rav Nachman. Rav Huna Omar, Rav Huna argues with Rav Nachman, and he says, Mahalech Alpayim Amo, he agrees with Rav Nachman, everybody agrees to this, that you can only walk 2,000 amos from the position that you were when Shabbos came in. However, Metaltil, regarding carrying, Dalet Amos. Rav Huna argues with Rav Nachman, and whereas Rav Nachman says you can carry in the whole enclosed area, even more than 2,000 amas by means of throwing, Rav Huna goes to the other extreme and says you cannot carry at all, not more than within 4 amas from where you were when Shabbos came in. Or for that matter, wherever you're allowed to walk, you can carry, if you pick something up, wherever you are, you can pick it up and move it within 4 amas, not more than that. Asks the Gemara of Nitaltil Bekulo, Alidei Zrika, what's your logic, you Rav Huna, for arguing with Rav Nachman? Rav Nachman is right. We have walls here, and it's an enclosure. It's Roshus HaYochid. Why can you not carry? Answers the Gemara, Shemo Yimosheich Achar Heftzai. We have a problem, that maybe he's going to be drawn after the item that he's holding. If he's going to be carrying within these 2,000 amos, and or let's say he's going to throw something outside his 2,000 amos, he may get drawn to follow the item he's throwing, and he's going to go outside his 2,000 amos. Because Rav Nachman is taking a certain risk. He's telling a person, you can walk 2,000 amos. From that point, you can start throwing things to outside 2,000 amos, provided it's within the enclosure. You're not worried the person is going to be drawn after the item that he's throwing out? So Rav Huna's got that problem, and therefore he says, you're not allowed to throw outside your 2,000 amos. Ask the Gemara ba'alpayim mi'ol litaltil ki urche. At least within the 2,000 amma area, that he's allowed to go there, he's allowed to walk there, he's got 2,000 amos. And now there's a wall around. What's your issue with him carrying something there? He's going to follow his item, he's going to be drawn after his item. Okay, he's allowed to walk there. What's the problem? Answers the Gemara, Mishum dehava kamachitza shenifratza b'milua lemokim ha'osur lo. We have an added issue. And we've learned this a little bit previously, that regarding an open field, if you have half a field that you're allowed to carry in, and another half a field you're not allowed to carry in, since there's no mechitza, there's no separation between the two parts, then the part that you're allowed to carry in, which we'll call the 2,000 amos, is totally breached and totally open to an area beyond it that you're not allowed to carry in. And the halacha is that if you have an area that's totally breached open to an area that you're not allowed to carry in, you're not allowed to carry at all, even in the first area, in the original area, where we would have allowed you to carry if not for the fact that it's open like that. So over here, even though we would have allowed you to carry 2,000 amos, had the enclosure not included an area outside your 2,000 amos that you're not allowed to carry there. The reason you're not allowed to carry there is because you may get drawn there. That means it's a double gzeira. You're not allowed to carry beyond 2,000 amos. Rav Nachman says you are allowed to carry beyond 2,000 amos. You cannot go there. You can throw there. Rav Huna says, number one, there's no such thing. If you're not allowed to go there, you're not allowed to throw there because you may be drawn after the item. Now that you're not allowed to carry there, in the area beyond 2,000 amos, then the area within 2,000 amos is totally open to an area you're not allowed to carry in, and therefore both areas are also to carry in. The entire area you're not allowed to carry, and therefore you're left with the original 4 amos. That was the opinion of Rev Huna. And now we're going to see an opinion that looks like a third opinion. Chia Barav Omar, Mahalich Alpaim Amar, Chia agrees, as far as Tchum is concerned, not to carry, but to walk, 2,000 amos. Umeteltel ba'alpayim amo. You're allowed to carry 2,000 amos. That means that anywhere that you're allowed to walk, you're allowed to carry. And we could have really understood this by saying that you're allowed to walk 2,000 amos, and the area is entirely enclosed, you can carry 2,000 amos. Beyond 2,000 amos, you're not allowed to walk. You're also not allowed to carry, namely, throw outside it, because you're going to get drawn after it. That would be okay. However, we've just seen in the Gemara that Rav Huna introduced to us a new concept. It's not so new, but he introduced to us the concept that in the event that you're not allowed to carry beyond 2,000 amos, then the area within 2,000 amos you're also not allowed to carry in because it's open to an area you're not allowed to carry in. So if so, then coming back to Chia Barav, you have to make up your mind. Either you hold like Rav Nachman and then you can carry in the whole area and you can walk to the edge of your 2,000 amos and throw things beyond that, or you cannot carry at all. But you cannot say that you can carry just 2,000 amas. Command, deloikar of Nachman, deloikar of Huna. And there's no room for a middle opinion. as we explained, answers the Gemara, Eima Meteltel Ba'arba. No, you change it. Change the version of Rav Chiya. Rav Chiya doesn't say Meteltel Alpayim Amma, you can carry 2,000 Ammas. What he actually said was, you can carry 4 Ammas, exactly like Rav Huna. Asks the Gemara, Yachahainu the Rav Huna. That is Rav Huna. It seems you've made 3 opinions here. You've said first Rav Nachman, then Rav Huna, and then Chiya. If Chiya says the same as Rav Huna, why do you need to name him separately? Says the Gemara, Eima v'chein Omar Rav Chiya Barav. You're right. You have to change the Nusach a little bit. That the Nusach is that not Rav Chiya Barav said you can carry 4 Amis. No, that would be the same as Rav Huna. We wouldn't have to say that. But you can say v'chein, the same way, the same as what Rav Huna holds, so too holds Rav Chiya Barav. Continues the Gemara. Omar le Rav Nachman le Rav Huna. Rav Nachman, who says that you can carry in the entire enclosed area by means of throwing, said to Rav Huna, who said that you cannot carry at all beyond 4 amis, Lo tiflig ole de Shmuel. I, Rav Nachman, said what I said, that you can carry in the whole area in the name of Shmuel. And you, Rav Huna, should not argue with Shmuel, and I'll tell you why. The Tanya Kava say we have a brisa that says like Shmuel, or seems to say like Shmuel, that you can carry in the entire area. The Tanya we learnt in a brisa. Hoyo moideid ubo, if somebody was measuring his air, his tchum, he was place of residence was A, and he was walking 2,000 amos, and he was measuring, he got to the point of 2,000 amos. Moideid ubo, the kol somidose, the end of his 2,000 amos finished exactly bechetzi ho'ir, in the middle of a city. And in the city itself, let's assume that there's no issue with carrying within the city. For example, in Yom Tov. On Yom Tov, we have the same issues of Tchum as on Shabbos, but there's no problem of carrying. You're allowed to carry on Yom Tov. Or maybe the whole town made an Eruv, and therefore there's no problem with carrying there. The question is that your Tchum took you till the middle of the city. You cannot walk beyond that. Can you carry beyond that? Can you throw things from the end of your 2,000 amis anywhere in the city? Mutter leteltel bekol ha'ir kula. You're allowed to carry in the whole city. You will soon see you cannot get there. But there's no problem with throwing something anywhere in the city. Which is clearly like Rav Nachman said, like Shmuel said, that even though you cannot walk to beyond your 2,000 amis, you can carry there. As long as you make sure that your feet do not take you beyond your tchum. So you have clear proof, says Rav Nachman, like Shmuel. Now the Gemara is asking, B'may metaltil, how can you carry if you can't go there? Love, it must be Alidei Zerika, that by throwing. And if you're allowed to throw anywhere, that is the halacha that Rav Nachman said in the name of Shmuel, that as long as the area is enclosed, it's mukaf ladira, and you're allowed to carry in the whole area in Hilchas Shabbos, you're allowed to even carry there, even if it's beyond your tchum. And this is a question on Rav Huna. Rav Huna says you can only carry Dalad Amis. Omar Rav Huna will answer, Loi. It's not talking about throwing. You're not allowed to throw anything beyond your 2,000 Amis, and Rav Huna actually says, for that matter, you cannot throw anything beyond 4 Amis, because Rav Huna holds that you only have 4 amis. However, he says, Al Yidei Mashicha, the whole issue of throwing something from where you are within the Tchum to outside the Tchum is that you're going to get drawn after that, your item. However, to pull something into your Roshos from outside the Tchum, to pull it into your Tchum, that you're allowed to do. There's no problem of you being drawn to the item. The item is being pulled to you. So till the item is with you, it's not yours. You haven't got it. Once you've got it, you're not throwing it away. And therefore, in that case, when the Braisa says that Mutal Taltil Bakola Irkula, it means you can drag something from outside your Tchum back into your area of Tchum without going there, but you can pull it in, that you're allowed to do, and that's not a contradiction to Rav Huna. And Tosfos discusses that it's true that we're talking here about Al Yidei Mashicha, that you're pulling an item towards you, you're not carrying it, you're not taking it to anywhere, you're not throwing it anywhere. But what happened to the problem of that part of the area that you're in, you're allowed to carry, And the area beyond that, you're not allowed to carry, because you're not allowed to carry there. It's outside your tchum. You may get carried and drawn after the item you would be carrying there, you would be throwing there. And like we said before, that there's a problem, says Rav Huna, if part of the area you're allowed to carry in and part of the area not, then you're not allowed to carry in any of the area. Like Rav Huna said, you're only allowed to carry up to Dalet Amos. What suddenly happened to that? That's something that Tosfos discusses here. Continues the Gemara. Omer Rav Huna, Hoya Moide Duboy, if again, similar case, somebody was measuring his 2,000 amis of tchum, v'kolso midosoi b'chetzi chotzer. This time we're talking about that the end of his 2,000 amis was in the middle of a chotzer, a courtyard. Ein loy elo chetzi chotzer. He's allowed to walk until the end of his 2,000 amis, until the middle of the chotzer, and he's not allowed to walk beyond that. Says the Gemara Pshita. Of course he's not allowed to walk beyond his 2,000 amis. It's outside his tchum. Says the Gemara, no, Eima, yesh lo chetzi chotzer. There's a chiddush. You're even allowed to walk in the first part of the chotzer because it's within your 2,000 amis. We're not talking here about carrying. We're only talking here about walking. Says the Gemara, Hainami Pshita. The fact that you can walk even the first half of the chotzer, of course you can. Why not? It's part within your tchum. Says the Gemara, Ma'od teima leichesh dilma osi letiltula bekula. That if we would think that if you're allowed to walk anywhere in the chotzer, you may come to carry in the chotzer, and that would be osir. According to Rav Huna, especially according to Rav Huna, that he's the one that we're quoting here. Rav Huna says you're only allowed to carry dalet amos. So I may have thought that since we're afraid you're going to carry, you're not allowed to walk there at all. Kamash Maloni says, no, carrying is a problem, but you're allowed to walk until the end of your tchum. That's a basic reading of this Gemara. There's another version in Rashi, and there's a big discussion in the Mefarshim whether Rashi actually said it, or if it was somebody who put it into Rashi. And there Rashi discusses this Gemara in a different light. We've explained how Rashi explains it in his initial explanation. Continues the Gemara, Omer of Nachman. Rav Nachman says, Moideli Huna. Rav Huna, who held that you're only allowed to carry 4 amis, even though you're allowed to walk 2,000 amis, and even though you have good reason that you should be allowed to carry, because either the area has been enclosed in a city, the chotzer. But Rav Huna said you're not allowed to carry because the area that you're in is adjacent to an area which is outside your tchum, which you're not allowed to carry in because, according to Rav Huna, you may get drawn to the item that you're throwing beyond your tchum. So Rav Nachman says Rav Huna will agree if Hoya Moideid Ubo, if he was measuring his 2,000 amis, the kolso midosoi al sfas tikra, and the end of his 2,000 amis was exactly it. The edge of the 2,000 amos was exactly at the edge of a house, a home, a bayis. And this bayis, actually, the wall that was, the first wall that this person met of this house was actually open. It was an open, it was broken open. So all you had was a roofing over the house. And this person is now, his tchum allows him to come until the boundary of the house. So he cannot go into the house, because you cannot go beyond your 2,000 amos. The question is, are you allowed to throw something into the house? The house is a Rishus HaYochid. Are you allowed to throw, assuming you're allowed to carry from where you are in the Halachas of Shabbos into the house, are we afraid there that you're going to be drawn after the item that you're throwing into the house, and therefore you're not allowed to throw into the house, and therefore you would not be allowed to carry in your whole in anywhere, because part of your area you're not allowed to throw into or carry in? Or do we say no? Do we say that since there's a very clear distinction between the end of my tchum, it's not like it's the middle of a chotzer, the middle of a city where there's nothing reminding me where my tchum ends. Over here, there's a very clear distinction. I can see the roof, I can see the thickness of the roof of this house, which is exactly the end of my 2,000 amis. That should really remind me, this is where your tchum comes to. You're not allowed to walk beyond this. And therefore, even if I throw an item into the house, I will not become drawn to to follow the item because I've got the roof of the house that's reminding me, stop, you cannot go any further than this. And that's what Rav Nachman says. Mutar l'taltil b'kol habayis, he is allowed to. He is, that means if bo v'kol tamidos al sfas tikra, if his tchum, his 2,000 amos, was exactly the edge of a roof into a house, mutar l'taltil b'kol habayis, he is allowed to carry in the whole house, which means he's allowed to throw something into the house. My tama, what's the reason? Hoil v'tikras habayis chivetes, since, like we explained, he can see the edge of the roof, and that's somewhat reminding him, it's so to speak, a virtual type of partition between him, his tchum, where he's allowed to go, and the area outside his tchum, that's going to stop him being drawn after his item he's throwing into the house. Therefore, he's allowed to throw into the house. Continues the Gemara. Omar Rav Huna Bereider Rav Nosson. Rav Huna Bereider Rav Nosson is now suggesting Ketanoi. This machlekas that we had between Rav Nachman and Rav Huna, that Rav Nachman says that even though you're only allowed to walk 2,000 amos within this enclosed field which the goyim enclosed, you're allowed to throw, so to speak, let's call it carry, in the entire area, and we're not concerned that you're going to be drawn and to follow the object you're throwing. And Rav Huna says we are concerned that you're going to get drawn after the object, and then therefore you're not allowed to throw the object, you're not allowed to, so to speak, carry beyond your 2,000 amos, and that in turn prohibits you from carrying even within your 2,000 amos. So Rav Huna Bereider Rav Nosson is suggesting that this is not just a machlekes of Nachman and Rav Huna, it's actually a machlekes Tanoim. Ketanoi, hoylichuhu le'ir acheres, v'nosnuhu bedir oy besahar. And this is our Mishnah that we saw. We saw in the Mishnah on Daf Mem Aleph Amud Beis that if Goyim forcefully took somebody outside his tchum to another city, or they put him into a dir or sahar, which is a type of a pen, a type of an enclosure that's made for animals, then there was a machlekas from Gamliel and Rab Gamliel, Rab Elazar ben Azari, Oimri Mahaliches Kula. They say that since somebody who goes outside his tchum, and somebody who goes outside his tchum is only allowed to walk the four amis that he's in. Therefore, the Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, said that the entire enclosure is considered like four amis, and they can walk in the entire area. Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Akiva, Oimrim, Ein Le'elo Dalad Amis, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yeshua say that since it's outside your tchum, you're not allowed to walk more than four amis from where you are, even though the area is entirely enclosed. And why this is different than the halacha that we saw before, where somebody, the end of his tchum was 2,000 amos, and that 2,000 amos is now in an enclosed area because Goyim enclosed it. Why there we don't say that the whole thing is considered 4 amos, at least according to Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that is something that Rashi on Amud Aleph discusses at length. We don't need to go into the details now. So that was the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, my love, is it not to be assumed that Rabban Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, the Omru Mahalich es Kula, they say that you're allowed to walk in the whole area. Why are you allowed to walk in the area? Because it's enclosed. We're talking about a deer, a sahar. It's an enclosed area. And so they hold the whole enclosed area is, so to speak, considered four amis. You can carry in the whole area. But they agree that in the event that you're outside your tchum and you're not in an enclosed area, you're in the middle of an open field, they also agree, everybody agrees, that's a basic halacha in tchum, that you're allowed to only go dalad amis. So the question is, why is Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah allowing you to carry within the confines of this dir or sahar, and they're not making an added precaution and saying, if we allow you to carry within the enclosed area of the dir and sahar, you may come to carry when you're outside your tchum, even if you're in the middle of an unenclosed, in the middle of a field someplace. And therefore, why don't we make that gezeira? My love, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, the Omer Mahaliches Kula, the Loi Gozru, they did not make this added precaution, Hiluch Dir Vasar, to prohibit carrying in the entire enclosure that they're in, Otu Hiluch Babiko, in order that a person shouldn't come to carry, or not carry, sorry, shouldn't come to walk beyond his 2,000 Amos in the event that he's in an open field. Umide Hiluch Otu Hiluch Loi Gozru. And in the same way as they were not concerned that you'll walk beyond your 2,000 amos, or more accurately, you're not going to, that we're not concerned you're going to walk beyond your 4 amos in the event that you're outside your tchum area, and we're not concerned that that's going to happen, and therefore we did not make a gzera, a precaution to say that even when you're in an enclosed area outside your tchum, that you shouldn't be allowed to carry in the entire area. Since they did not make that precaution, tiltul otu hiluch loy gozri. We can take it for granted that we're not concerned that a person who throws an object outside his tchum is also going to be drawn to walk outside his tchum. And we don't make such precautions, such decrees, such gzeiros. And this is following Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says that even though you're only allowed to walk 2,000 amos, you can carry it, you can throw into the entire area, and we're not making an added precaution that in fear that you're going to be drawn after your object. Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Akiva, do'imrim ein le'elo arba amos. Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva who say that even if you're in this enclosed area, outside your tchum, the goyim took you out of your tchum area and placed you in an enclosed area, they say you're only allowed to walk 4 amos. Why? The gozru hiluch dir vasar otu hiluch debiko. As if they would to only consider the area they're in now, which is enclosed, we would allow them to carry in the entire enclosed area. However, we're making a decree. We're saying no. We're afraid that you, an added precaution, that if you are in elsewhere, in a non-enclosed area, in an open field outside your tchum, we're afraid you're also going to walk around freely, not just in your dalad amos. And Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yeshua, they made that precaution. Therefore, mid hiluch atu hiluch gozri, since they made the gezeira not to walk around within the deer in fear that he would walk around if he's not in a deer or sahar, tiltul atu hiluch nami gozri, then it makes sense that they would also make a similar gezeira and say that since you're not allowed to walk beyond your 2,000 amos, then you're also not allowed to carry, namely throw beyond your 2,000 amos. And that is what Rav Huna said. Rav Huna said that you're only allowed to walk your 2,000 amos, but to carry, you're not even allowed to do that. You're only allowed to carry the 4 amos. You're not allowed to carry in the entire area, even though it's enclosed, because we're afraid that you're going to be drawn after the object and walk and carry beyond the 2,000 amos. So it seems that the machlokes in the Mishnah, Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah on one side, and Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yeshua on the other side, is the identical machlokes of Nachman and Rav Huna. Says the Gemara, no. Mimai, there's no reason to say that they have to be arguing, it's the same machlokes. Generally, the Gemara avoids or doesn't see in such a positive light when any one Amora has to argue with the Tana. So to say there's a machlokes amiroim, Rav Nachman and Rav Huna, who are arguing the same machlokes as a machlokes tanoim, is not something that the Gemara tries to explain, that any amira could agree with either one of the two tanoim. So says the Gemara, Dilma kiloi gozu Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, hiluch sar v'dir otu hiluch babiko. It could be that Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, they say, now you're in an enclosed area, in a dir v'sar. It's true you're outside your tchum, but it's an enclosed area. Since it's an enclosed area, we allow you to walk in the entire area. The question is now going to be, what are we concerned about? That maybe if you would be outside your tchum, not in an enclosed area, for example, the goyim took you and left you in the middle of a field, we're afraid that even there, you're also going to walk freely, not just you're allowed 4 amos. No. So that Rabbi Gamliel says, no, I wouldn't be concerned about that. Because there's a very basic and clear difference and distinction between being in an enclosed area and being in an open area. People will not make that mistake. It's two places. One is a different type of, it's a different type of place. One is an enclosed area, one's a non-enclosed area. But Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria, they could well hold that, they could even hold like Rav Huna, or more accurately, Rav Huna can even hold like Rabbi Gamliel and say that Rabbi Gamliel doesn't make a gezeira, but the gezeira that Rav Huna was talking about, which is that if you would be allowed to carry beyond your 2,000 ames, you may get drawn to walk beyond your 2,000 ames. That's much more need to make that type of precaution. I will tiltul otu hiluch to mokim echotu. You're in one area, and this just happens to be that your 2,000 ames stops at some point, but there's nothing really telling you you're not allowed to walk beyond this. Hochanami de Gozri, maybe even Reb Gamliel and the Blazman and Azaria would say that you're not allowed to carry that, and that would work even with Rav Huna. Gzeira shem yimoshech achachevtzei, they'll make a gzeira that you might get drawn after your object. And the same the other way around. Rabbi Hud, Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Akiva, Nami, Mimai de Mishum de Gozrihu. It could be that Rabbi Hud, Rabbi Shua, and Rabbi Akiva, what do they say? They say that even if the Goyim took you to an area outside your tchum and put you in a dir or a sar, an enclosed area, you're only allowed to carry dalid amis. The Gemara assumed it's because they make a gezeira that you may, if you allow, you can carry in the whole area, even though it's outside your tchum. If we would allow you to carry in the whole enclosed area, if you're one day outside your tchum on a Shabbos, in an open area, then you'll also come to carry beyond your four amis. And then we said, if they make that gezeira, it's obviously only like Rav Huna, not like Rav Nachman. The Gemara says no. It could be that Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Akiva, they wouldn't make the gezeira, and they could even follow what Rav Nachman says, and therefore you can throw beyond your 2,000 amos, and we're not making a precaution and saying that you may get drawn to follow your object. Why, if so, why in the case of the deer of Asar did the Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shua say you're not allowed to carry beyond your four amos? What are you worried about? Not you're not allowed to carry, you're not allowed to walk beyond your four amos. Dilma mishum de kasovri ki omrinon kola bayis kule ka arba amis domi hani mele hecha de shovas bavir mechitzes mi boidioim. Aval hecha de loy shovas bavir mechitzes mi boidioim loy. They say that being in an enclosed area is no different to being in an open area in the event that you were not in the enclosed area when Shabbos came in. If you're in an enclosed area when Shabbos came in, and then the entire area, the whole home, is considered like Dalad Amis, and you can walk freely in the whole area. You can carry in the whole area. However, if you enter a new Roshus on Shabbos, then we don't say that the whole area is considered a single Roshus or Abim. If so, it's as if you're not in an enclosed area. And since you're outside your Tchum, you're not allowed to go more than four Amis. The only reason that we thought that they should be allowed to go in the whole area, even though it's outside your tchum, is because the bayis, the whole home, is considered four amis. So even though you're outside your tchum, and outside your tchum you're not allowed to go more than four amis, okay, the whole home is considered four amis. Now, so the Gemara is saying, Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Akiva hold that that's only true if you resided in that home when Shabbos came in. If you're in that home when Shabbos came in, then their entire home is considered four amis. But if you were not there when Shabbos came in, it's not considered that the whole home is four amis, and then you're back to your rule of tchumin. Since you're outside your tchum, you're only allowed to go four amis and not more. And therefore, the issa that Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Akiva said, that you're not allowed to walk beyond your four amis, even though in an enclosed area, is not because of a gzera, a decree. It's not a precaution. And therefore, it's not a contradiction to Rav Nachman, who does not make the precaution. Continues the Gemara. Omar Rav. Rav said as follows. Hilchasa karaban gamliel bedir v'sahar usfino. Ushmuel omar hilchasa karaban gamliel besfino aval bedir v'sahar loy. Let's go back to our Mishnah. In our Mishnah we saw, if Goyim took somebody out of his tchum and placed him in a dir or a sar, in an enclosed area, Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria hold, you can walk around the entire area because you're in an enclosed area. As we said, the whole home is considered Dalad Amis. Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Akiva say, you only have 4 amos. And then we had another case in the Mishnah, Maisa Shebow Mipalandrasin Vihiflagos Vinosum Bayam, where if somebody was on a boat, or there was a story that they were the Tanoim were on a boat, and they had not intended sailing out on Shabbos, they had not intended leaving their tchum. Vihiflagos Vinosum Bayam, and against their will, the ship moved out of their tchum. Then also the same machlekas, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Holchu es kula. They themselves who were on this ship, they allowed themselves to walk around freely within the entire enclosure of the ship. Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Akiva, loizazu midalad amos. Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Akiva only went 4 amos. The term the Mishnah uses, sherotzu lahachmir al atzmam. They wanted to take on an added stringency and be machmir. So we're going to soon learn about that. It seems that Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shua agree to Rabbi Gamliel that it would be mutter, it's just they had their own stringency, not that it was halachically osur. And that's a big question, why that should be the case. Why is it different to the first part of the Mishnah, where the goyim put these people outside their tchum into an enclosed area? There Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Akiva say that you're not allowed to go outside your 4 amos. So that's a discussion. We're going to see that in the Gemara. But either way, there seems to be a machlokes here by Dir v'Sahar, that Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah say you can go in the whole area. Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shua say only 4 amos. And the case of the Sfina in the boat, also Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, they would walk around freely in the entire boat. And Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Akiva, they did not go out of their 4 amos. So here we have a machlokes, Rav and Shmuel. And the machlokes is regarding Dir v'Sahar, regarding the first part of the Mishnah, that Rav says the halacha is like Rabban Gamliel and you can walk around the entire area. Shmuel says the halacha is like Reb Yeshua and Reb Akiva, that you're only allowed to go Dalad Amis. Regarding the Sfina, Rav said and Shmuel said the halacha is like Rabban Gamliel, which is an interesting terminology. Halacha Rabban Gamliel would seem that Reb Yeshua and Reb Akiva actually argued with Reb Gamliel and they ruled like Rabban Gamliel. We'll have to see if that's how accurate that is. But that's what they said. Regarding Sfina, both Rav and Shmuel agree that you can walk around in the entire boat. Regarding a Dir v'Sahar, a different enclosure, an otherwise enclosed area outside the Tchum, there Rav says that Loch is like Rabban Gamliel, you can go around the entire area, and Shmuel says that Loch is like Reb Yeshua and Reb Akiva, that you can only go Dalad Amis. Says the Gemara, the Kule al Mamios, everybody agrees, Rav and Shmuel agree, Halacha Rabban Gamliel b'Sfina, that regarding the boat, everybody agrees, the Halacha is that you can go around the whole boat, and it would seem that Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva do not agree with this, but Rav and Shmuel ruled like Rabban Gamliel in this case. My Tam, why is it so clear that a boat, that everybody should agree? Which means, according to Rav, he rules like Rabban Gamliel, even in a Dir v'Sahar. So there's no difference between a Dir v'Sahar and a boat. However, even Shmuel, who says that Dir v'Sahar, the Halacha is like Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva, however, regarding the Sfina, he agrees that Halacha is like Rabban Gamliel. What's going on here? Why is it so clear to everyone that a boat, the entire boat, is considered just Dalad Amis, and even though the boat's taken you outside your Tchum, you can walk around freely in the boat? So there's going to be Machlokes Rabba and Rab Zeira as to why, what's so unique about the boat. Omar Rabba, Hoyil v'shovas ba'avir mechitzos mib'oidyoim. There's a fundamental difference between Dir v'Sahar, which is the first case in the Mishnah, where a person was in his own tchum when Shabbos came in, and then Goyim came on Shabbos and they pulled him out of his tchum and placed him in a Dir v'Sahar. So as we saw before, we saw that according to Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva, we saw that just a few moments ago, that they hold that to use this concept that the entire enclosed area is considered 4 amos, and even if you're outside your tchum, you can walk in the whole area, that's only true if you were in 4 amos when Shabbos came in. But if you're not there when Shabbos came in, we do not use this concept of an entire house being Dalad amos, and therefore you're not allowed to go more than 4 amos. However, the ship we're talking about, they were in the ship when Shabbos came in. Which means when Shabbos came in, the entire ship was considered a Dalad Amis. Now the ship took them outside their tchum, the entire ship is not more than Dalad Amis, and therefore they can carry an entire area. That's how Rabba explained it. Reb Zeira Omar, Reb Zeira had a different logic. Reb Zeira says the very fact that a boat is moving, which means that whenever you're moving on a boat from one part of the boat to the other, the boat is always is also moving. It's not just you're moving, which means that at any given moment, the boat is taking you, the person, from one point to four amos beyond where you were. It's all the time in transit. And therefore, in the same way as if a goy took a person and took him outside his tchum, he can go four amos. If that goy then took him again, even further away from his tchum, he can go in four amos. Wherever he is, you can go four amos. At this point, wherever the person is, the boat is constantly taking him to a new four amos, taking him to a new area outside the tchum, which means at any given point, you can go four amos from where you are this very moment. Normally we say, you came from out the tchum, the goy put you in place X, now you can't go more than four amos from X. If the goy takes you to Y, you can then go four amos from Y. Over here, the boat is taking you every second from X to Y to Z, every second somewhere else, you always have four amos to walk in. That was Reb Zeira's logic. And even before we continue, we already understand that Reb Zeira's logic only applies when and if the boat is moving. If, however, the boat would come to a standstill, at that point, Reb Zeira's logic would fall away, and then you're not allowed to walk beyond four amos from wherever you are when the boat stops moving. We'll see that in a moment. My binayu, what's the difference? In what cases will Rabba and Reb Zeira argue with each other? Because we just now said that they each had a different logic why regarding Sfina, there's no machlokes in halacha. Everybody agrees that you can walk in the whole Sfina. Are there any cases where Rabba and Reb Zeira will actually be arguing with each other? Are there any cases of a boat where it will not be so clear that the halacha is that you can walk in the entire boat? Says the Gemara, yes. May binayu, it could be now, one of the differences, benefachsu doifnei sfina. In the event that the walls of the sukkah, the walls of the sfina, the walls of the boat, are no longer, they're not valid walls that would consider the entire boat as being Dalad Amis. There's a breach in one of the walls and it's open, it's not 10 tefachim high, it's not wide enough, whatever it's going to be. If something happened to the walls of the boat, that you're now no longer in an enclosure. So according to Rabba, who says that the reason an entire boat is considered Dalad Amis is because you're enclosed, that would only be true if you have a kosher, a valid enclosure. If one of the walls are breached, it's not called enclosed. You don't have the whole boat. You only have your four amos. However, according to Reb Zeira's logic, the boat is moving. Well, that's irrespective of the status of the walls of the boat. Another difference, inami, bekoifetz misfina lesfina. What happens if when Shabbos came in, you were on one boat? And then sometime on your journey, when you were outside the tchum, you jumped over to another boat. So according to Reb Zeira, the boats are moving. The boats are moving, so you always have four amis. According to Rabba, you only have four amis because when Shabbos came in, you were enclosed. Well, that's only true if you stay in the boat that you were in when Shabbos came in. But if at any point after nightfall, you move to a different boat, you don't have that logic anymore. In which case, you won't have the entire boat. You'll only have four amis. Those are two of the differences. So continues the Gemara. Reb Zeira may tam alei omeka Rabba. Why did Reb Zeira introduce a new reason? What did Reb Zeira have against Rabba's reasoning? Why did Reb Zeira not say that the fact that you're in the boat when Shabbos came in, you have your Dalad Amos, and the Dalad Amos, the whole boat is considered Dalad Amos because you're in an enclosure, and that's why Rav and Shmuel and everybody agrees that the boat, you can walk around the whole boat, even if the boat took you outside the Tchum. Omer Lucho, says the Gemara, because Reb Zeira will tell you, Mechitzois Lavriach Mayim Asuyos. There's a fundamental difference between the boats of a home and the boats of, the walls of a home and the walls of a boat. The walls of a home are there to contain you, and therefore the entire area inside the home, inside the walls of the home, are considered Dalad Amis. They're all serving the inside, which is considered Dalad Amis. The walls of a boat are not there to contain the people inside. They're there to make sure that the water from outside does not drown everybody, the water doesn't come into the boat. That means the main purpose of the walls of the boat is to keep the water out, not to serve the people inside it. And therefore, we do not use the logic, therefore they are not choshev enough, they're not significant enough type of walls to say that the entire area that they enclose is considered Dalet Amis. Okay, so we understand why Reb Zeira didn't want to use Rabba's logic. Why did Rabba not want to use Reb Zeira's logic? Says the Gemara, because Rabba held that b'mahaleches kule alma loy pligi. Rabba held that in the event that the boat was moving, there was no machlokes between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah at all. Everybody agrees that if the boat is moving, that at every moment you have a new Dalet Amos, which was Reb Zeira's logic, but Reb Zeira said it to explain why everybody rules like Rabban Gamliel, but assuming that there was a machlekas. Rabba says that if the boat was moving, there was never a machlekas at all. And that's not what we, Rav and Shmuel, were discussing at all. When Rav and Shmuel said that loch is like Rabban Gamliel, they were saying that there was a machlekas. Look in the Mishnah. A superficial glance at the Mishnah, when it comes to the boat, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, holchu bekula, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Akiva, lo yizazu midalet amis. There was a machlekas. If the boat was moving, there was no machlekas. According to Rabba, the whole machlekas is only when the boat is static. If the boat is not moving, according to Reb Zeira, his logic falls away. And therefore, Rabba didn't want to use Reb Zeira's logic. The whole machlekas is only when the boat was standing, not when it was moving. Omer of Nachman by Yitzchok. Of Nachman by Yitzchok is saying that Masnisen Nami Daika from the Mishnah, it's also apparent the Mahaleches Loi Pligi, that when the boat is moving, there was no machlekas. Mimai. Where do you see that in the Mishnah? Midiktoni Maise Shebo Mifal Landrasin. This was a quote we just saw in the Mishnah. It says the Gemara, or says of Nachman by Yitzchok, I omres bishleima. If what Rabbi is saying is true, that b'mahaleches, in the event that the boat was moving, lo pligi, there was no machlekes between Rabban Gamliel and Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Akiva, then it makes sense. Hainu diktonu rotsu. Then we understand why the term that the Mishnah uses, that even Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Akiva, who didn't move outside Dalet Amos, it wasn't because that was the halacha according to the letter of the law. It was sherotsu lahachmir el satzmon. They wanted to be machmir. There was their own stringency they took on. But even they themselves, in the case of the Mishnah, where hifligos finosim bayom, the boat was moving, where even they agree that the halacha is like Rabban Gamliel. There was no machlekas because it's moving. In the event that the boat would not be moving, which is not the case in the Mishnah, then we understand it would be the same as the first case in the Mishnah, Dir and Sar, that Rabban Gamliel and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah would say you can carry in the whole area, and Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Akiva will say that you're not allowed to go outside Dalet Amis, not as a Chumrah, but Me'ikar Hadin. From the fact that the Mishnah says that Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Akiva, they didn't go outside the Dalet Amis only as a Chumrah, only as an added stringency. If so, you see from there that the boat is moving. There was no Machlekas at all. So when Rav and Shmuel said, Halacha Rabban Gamliel, what does it mean, Halacha Rabban Gamliel? Are they arguing? Yes, they're arguing when it's Oymed. And that's not the case in the Mishnah. And in the Mishnah, you see, they're not arguing. Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shua was machmir. We'll soon see what this chumrah was. But they agree that the boat was moving. There's no machlekas. And that's what Rabbi says, that since the where there's an argument, which is not mentioned explicitly in the Mishnah, but where there's an actual argument between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua, that's talking about when it's standing. And in that case, Rabbi says that there's a difference between Sfino and Dir Vasar, even though they're both not moving. And the difference is that Dir Vasar, they were not in the Dir Vasar when Shabbos came in, and therefore Rabbi Shua says that you do not have Dalet Amos. Well, that's what Shmuel says, sorry. That's why Shmuel says that Loch is like Reb Yeshua and Reb Akiva that you can only go Dalet Amos, and we do not consider the entire area as being Dalet Amos. And nonetheless, Shmuel holds that with boats, the halacha is going to be like Rambam Gamliel, because they were in the boat when Shabbos came in, and therefore the entire boat is considered Dalet Amos, even if it's not moving. Says the Gemara, if what we just explained according to Rabbah, that there's no machlokes at all by mahaleches, loy pligi, hainu diktonu rotsu, it makes sense that they themselves just chose to be machmir. Dilma omdo, what was their chumra? They were afraid that maybe we're going to continue walking even if the boat is not going to be moving. And in that case, Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva hold that you're not allowed to go more than 4 amos. They wanted to be machmer even when the boat was moving. Better not to go outside the 4 amos. Elo I omras pligi. If you say that the machlokes between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua is even when the boat is moving, and in which case the Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva who say that you only have dalet amos, it's not only when it's static, even when it's moving, me'ikar adin, not like Rabbi said before. Then hay rotsu lahachmir isuruhu. How are you going to understand the Mishnah that says that Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva, they were just being machmir? So from here you see, like Rabbi said, that the machlokes is only when it's not moving. And in that case, we say that everybody agrees that halacha is going to be like Rabbi Gamliel, for the logic that Rabbi said that the boat is considered as being dalet amos. Continues the Gemara, Omer of Ashi. Rav Ashi says, Masnisin nami daika. We can bring another type of a proof to this from the Mishnah. Diktoni sfino dumya de dir v'sahar. The Mishnah puts together the halachas of dir v'sahar and the halachas of sfino. It seems that there's something similar between them. Ma dir v'sahar de kvi, af sfino nami de kvi. So it would seem that the halachas are the same in as much that in a static state they have the same halachas. That the dir v'sahar, according to Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva, it's static. Or dir v'sahar is always static, is never moving. You only have dalet amos. So too, in the case of the boat, in the event that it was standing and it was not moving, it would have the same halachas, and they would only have dalet amos. And the only reason that in the Mishnah we see that Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva say that it's just a chumra and me'ikar adin, you can walk in the whole boat, that's only because the boat is moving. But in the boat is not moving, then it's similar to dir v'sahar. That means there is a similarity between dir v'sahar and sfino. However, the dumi ma dir v'sahar dekvi av sfino nami dekvi. However, if it would be like Reb Zeira, where Reb Zeira says that the machlokes between Reb Yeshua and between Reb Gamliel and Reb Yeshua is when the boat is moving and not when it's static, and we already said that we have a problem with that because then it's not just a chumra. So Reb Zeira, he wasn't busy with that. But if it, according to what Reb Zeira is saying, that regarding a boat, the machlokes, where they're actually arguing in the Ikka Adin, in the Alocha, that it's only when the boat is moving, and in the case of dir v'sahar, it's not moving, there's not enough similar between the two cases to justify why the Mishnah put the two together. According to Rabbah, we understand that there's something in similar, that in the event that the boat was not moving, it would have the same halachas as dir v'sahar. It happens to be that the Mishnah, when it speaks about the boat, is speaking about a case where the boat was moving. And if it was moving, then everybody agrees, me'ikar adin, that you can carry in the full 4 amos. That's how the Rosh Hashanah explains this Gemara. Omar le Rav Acha b'rei de Rav le Rav Ashi. Hilchasa k'Rabban Gamliel b'sfino. We saw before that halacha is like Rabban Gamliel by sfino. Hilchasa michlal de pligi. So now we've got a question. From the very fact that the term that we used before is that hilchasa, Rav and Shmuel used those terms. Hilchasa, the halacha is like Rabban Gamliel by sfino. It would seem there's a machlokes by sfino. Well, if you look in our Mishnah, do you see a machlokes by sfino? You don't see a machlokes. It says explicitly by sfino, Rabbi Gamliel said you can carry in the whole boat. And it says that Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva, that rotsu lahachmir last one, they wanted to be machmir. So they themselves took on some stringency, but they agree that the halacha is like Rabbi Gamliel, that you can walk in the whole boat. So there's no machlokes in Ikar Adin. So what are you trying to say? Halachas like Rabban Gamliel? Answers the Gemara in, yes. It's true that in the Mishnah, it doesn't seem that way, but there is a machlokes between them. And as we've already discussed, it's talking about when the boat is not moving. The case in the Mishnah is talking about the case was moving, where the boat was moving, and in that case, indeed, there's no machlokes. However, the same applies in the same way as Dir Vasar is not moving. When the Sfinah is not moving, in that case, there Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Akiva will say, Mi'ikar Adin, you can only go Dalad Amis. And therefore, when it says, Hilchasa Karabin Gamliel, it means when the boat is not moving. And when the boat's not moving, indeed, there's a machlokes, and halacha is like Rabban Gamliel. Why is the halacha like Rabban Gamliel? As Rabba said, because the entire boat is considered Dalad Amis. V'hatanya, and we have a brisa to this effect. Chananya ben Achi Rabbi Yeshua Oimir, kol oisei ayoyim, that whole day, yoshvu v'donu b'dvar halacha, they were discussing halacha. Emesh, and yesterday, hichriya Achi Abba. And yesterday, my father's brother, he came to the following ruling, the following decision. Halacha k'Rabban Gamliel b'sfina. The halacha is like Rabban Gamliel b'sfina, and obviously it's talking about a sfina which is not moving. And when it's not moving, there's a machlokes between Rabban Gamliel and Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yeshua, and the halacha is like Rabban Gamliel. V'halacha k'Rabbi Akiva b'dir v'sar. And however, even though by sfina the halacha is like Rabban Gamliel, when it's not moving, with Dir Vasar, the halacha is not like Rabban Gamliel, it's like Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yeshua, that you're only allowed to go Dalad Amos. And this is really exactly the way Shmuel ruled previously, as we saw in the Gemara. And the difference, the reason that we paskin like Rabban Gamliel regarding the boat, and we don't paskin like him regarding the Dir Vasar, the Gemara explained before already, because Dir Vasar, you were not in there when Shabbos came in. So there, the halacha says that you don't use the rule of Dalad Amis. Rabban Gamliel will say even there you use the rule of the whole home being Dalad Amis. But the halacha doesn't agree with that. With the boat, however, that they were in the boat when Shabbos came in, it's as if the entire boat is his Dalad Amis, and therefore, even if the boat is not moving, you can move around the whole boat, even though it's taken you outside the Tchum. Emir Tz Hashem, in the next shir, we're going to continue from here.